That'll kick off what is...
It's the weekend update.
And let's find out what is weekend worthy in your world. A lot of concerts going on. First of all, Billy Bob's tonight, Texas Girl. She's awesome. Bree Bagwell. Tomorrow, over there, Parker McCollum will be in concert at Dos Equis with Steve Earle, Reckless Kelly. That's a big show tomorrow night. Man, that kid's skyrocketed lately. Yeah, see what happens in the lawn section there at Parker McCollum.
Oh, my goodness.
On Sunday, throw it back. You have 38 Special.
Oh.
And Kansas on the bill. That concert will be at the Pavilion Toyota CNC Music Factory over in Irving.
Isn't your girlfriend from Kansas?
No, she... Well, she did... She was a backup bass player for him, but never actually quite made the band.
Okay. Well, yeah. Soon. I think the sky is the limit.
Rick Springfield will be in concert Sunday night at Music Hall of Fair Park with Wang Chung and John Waite as
Everybody
well.
Wang Chung, about yeah. That.
Mm-hmm. And over there down the street at Bass Hall, it'll be performances through the weekend of The Wiz, which is kind of like Wicked, but not. It's going to confuse the younger generation because we knew what it was.
Yeah. Is that where you ease on down the road?
I hate that we missed Goo Goo Dolls on Wednesday at Dickies Arena.
I'm sorry, Johnny Resnick.
I mean, they're no Coldplay. It is the American Performance Horseman tomorrow night, Dickies Arena as well. And I'm interested to see this game show studio grand opening in Fort Worth. This is located on 7th Street, so not far. And they're having like a ribbon cutting later on at 11 o'clock this morning and opening up.
Big scissors?
It's an immersive game show experience designed for group outings and special occasions. So it's like you get to play like all the Price is Right games and stuff.
Like the Plinko board?
Well, I think
and the big wheel?
I don't think they have licensing for a lot of those, but I think I know. So I'm interested to see that open up. What are you doing this weekend? I'm sure it's great.
Well, we got gymnastics tomorrow morning, and we had not one, but two plays last weekend. So my daughter is furiously trying to find more things for us to do and more ways to spend money in regard to this. You know, she now runs the house, as I'm sure you know well, with teenage girls. So she says to me yesterday, she's like, where are you taking me tomorrow? Or Saturday? Or Sunday? I really have no idea, but I'm sure she's furiously
Was
making those plans.
Was this a gunpoint?
I don't
Sounds
know.
Sounds like it.
We went out to lunch yesterday, and one of her friends, who's 13 years old, looked me straight in the eye, and I said, well, What are you doing about this situation? I don't remember exactly what we're talking about. And she said, "Well, I'm fully licensed to use any firearm, so I'm not the least bit worried about it. So things are going great, and I've got complete control." In related news, I'd really like to do some thrifting. And, yeah, and maybe not be a gunpoint.
You know that?
What about you?
Well, definitely not. Whatever you're doing, that's for dang sure.
Yeah, just pray I live.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I'm sure you're going to be fine.
Nothing to worry about.
I'm going to skip Coldplay wherever they are. Probably going to mow set tomorrow. I don't know. A couple days ago, I looked out at the backyard, and it's like, you know what? If I do it now, we're here in the next couple of days. It's not bad yet. This will be good. It will be an easy mow. I look out yesterday. What the heck happened? It's just, there's a Aboriginal tribe out in the back 40, and I don't even have 40. Crazy. So, but it's just going to slow the machine down a little this weekend with the 4th of July and then all the stuff with the kiddo also in my world. That finally kind of slowing down. The birthday's cleared. Going to maybe, I don't know, wash something other than jorts. But we might embark on driving lessons because I, too, am tired of taking my kiddo everywhere.
So exciting. That's going to be fun.
Her and I venture out. So if there's a church parking lot somewhere near you, I would maybe avoid it if it's off church hours.
I mean, what could go wrong?
Yeah. I'm going to get Dale from sales out there to just
hit your horn.
See,
he knows.
Yeah, he's ready to.
He's done this before. Go, Dale.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Morning radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.